Dozens of Canadians will travel to Egypt next week for June 15th's Global March to Gaza. They'll join at least 2,000 others from around the world in Cairo, beginning a journey first to El Arish in the north, and then on foot toward Rafah, around 50 kilometers away. They're demanding that Israel open the border and cease their blockade of international aid.
People have decided that enough is enough. Our governments aren't reacting accordingly. There's a genocide that's ongoing. There are people are being killed on a daily basis by Israel, you know.
Zahia El Masri is part of the Montreal chapter of Labour for Palestine. They're one of the roughly 80 organizations supporting the Canadian contingent, which organizers say numbers between 75 and 120 people. El Masri was speaking at a press conference in Montreal on Thursday, alongside some of the participants in next week's march.
You have over, I think, 60 countries that are participating today, and people are raising their own money. You know, they're, you know, putting their jobs aside, their families. You have here mothers that bent over backwards, you know, to find daycare, to find friends, to stay with their kids while they're going to go and try to march onto Gaza to break this blockade. This is humanity at its best.
Groups like Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and Doctors Without Borders have called the war in Gaza a genocide, though Israel has contested that label. The Gaza Health Ministry has reported almost 57,000 people killed since October 7th. The World Health Organization says the population is at risk of famine as well. Israel blocked international aid for 11 weeks this year. Starting in May, shipments must now come through the U.S. and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, replacing hundreds of UN distribution sites with only three, one of which remains closed. Israeli forces killed 27 aid seekers at one such facility on Tuesday.
Not acting is something like I can't conceive it.
Safa Shabi is one of the Montrealers traveling to Egypt next week for the march. She told CKUT she's had mixed reactions from her friends and family since telling them the news.
For sure, at first it seems crazy. For me, it's not crazy. It's crazy to just keep watching without doing nothing. And for me, it's impossible to do it.
For Baya El Hashmi, the question is not why she's joining the march. It's how others can see the images of violence and starvation and not try to act.
Comment ils font pour effacer ces images-là? Comment faites-vous pour continuer avec your daily life? How can you do it? Je ne comprends pas. Moi, j'en peux plus.
The director of a Montreal NGO supporting single moms, she says her decision has led to tough conversations with her own daughters, who don't want their mother to be a martyr.
C'est clair quand tu as en face de toi ton enfant qui te dit « Maman, j'ai peur, tu t'en vas dans une zone de guerre, j'ai beau expliquer, c'est ça qui résonne, même si elle est capable de comprendre des choses. » C'est clair que je ne suis pas insensible à la peur de mes enfants et puis aux sentiments qui les habitent en ce moment. La décision a été prise très rapidement, mais en même temps, c'est mon choix. Elles l'ont accepté. Elles n'ont pas le choix.
She says it's a choice she's making for her daughters too, so that they can live in a better world and one in which they feel empowered to act.
Puis on n'est pas plus courageux que d'autres. On n'est pas plus vaillant que d'autres. On n'est pas plus intelligent que les autres. On a toutes et tous la possibilité d'agir. Le pâtir, c'est plus une option.
Organizers say the Canadian delegation has already met with the Egyptian consulate and are being supported by NGOs on the ground. Still, they and other delegations will have to negotiate with Egyptian authorities to cross over the border into Gaza. They head to Cairo next week. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.